Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
We've got a lot done. We're still getting a lot done. And our political system helped make these things possible. And then the list could go on. There's no doubt America's better off today than when I took office.
And that is the voice of President Obama. Welcome. This is the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro filling in for Dr. Michael Savage. Michael, never fear, we'll be back tomorrow. But in the meantime, you can log on, michaelsavage.com, the doctor's website, latest headlines. Also, why not subscribe to the Savage newsletter? You can also order right now Michael's new ebook, Diseases Without Borders. Boy, the timing is just incredible, isn't it? We're going to talk about the latest outbreak and just what that means for the United States. Diseases Without Borders. Find out about that and a lot more right on the website. It's michaelsavage.com. Also, you're on Facebook. Good. You can check out the page for Michael Savage on Facebook. It's just Michael Savage. You'll also see the photo of the cover of Ground Zero, Government Zero. Find that on Facebook. And then you can also follow the Savage Nation on Twitter at @ASavageNation on Twitter. If you'd like to be part of the program today, you can dial us up 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. Well, you just heard President Obama talking about things that they're still getting done. You know, it's interesting. This is also some of the rewriting of history that you're about to hear between now and the end of this year. Actually, the end of the Obama presidency. But there's a story in New York Magazine that's out today that I think is interesting because it hits to the background of this. And the headline of the story is the big fight in the Democratic primary is whether President Obama succeeded. And they ask that question, and they talk about when faced with attacks from Bernie Sanders and ties to Wall Street, Hillary Clinton has tied herself to President Obama. Now keep in mind what just happened the other night in New Hampshire. Wasn't it great? I mean, the Clinton machine was absolutely shellacked in New Hampshire. Shell-shocked. She had to go out on stage. She had led by as much as, what, 54 points, 34 points, and then was absolutely trounced by Bernie Sanders. But New York Magazine raises the question, has the Obama presidency been a rousing success or a disappointment? What do you think? Has the Obama presidency been a rousing success or a disappointment? First-time callers are welcome. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. I think one of the reasons for the article has to do with, you know, when you think about it, how people judge the president and how they answer that question, how you would answer that question, or just how regular voters would answer that question. Has the Obama presidency been a rousing success or a disappointment? The Clinton campaign have tied everything to the idea that it's been a huge success, that Hillary wants to continue almost like a third term of the Obama presidency. And what happens in New Hampshire? What has happened in the national polls? Bernie Sanders, a socialist, has absolutely, number one, crushed her in New Hampshire and then climbed to the lead. He's pouring in money, fundraising, over $7 million since the win in New Hampshire, continues to gain traction in other states. Sanders is going to have the money. But the problem for the Clinton campaign is this idea that somehow if she views the Obama presidency as a rousing success, I would not classify it that way. I can't speak for him, but I don't think Dr. Savage would classify it that way. I mean, has the country, do you ever remember the country in such disarray? the problems we've had. We haven't had these types of problems, really, when you think about it. Just the divide in race since the civil rights struggle of the 60s. And even then, that was, you know, a long way to go, and there was room for that. But the country, do you ever remember the country is divided as it is now? Look at just the fighting in the streets. What has happened, even? And you can't escape it anywhere. You put on the Super Bowl. And at halftime, I mean, of all the people that Beyonce kind of could have done a salute to, was it done for the armed forces? Was it done for anyone positive? No, who was it for? The Black Panthers. For the Black Lives Matter movement, which is anti-police. I mean, there's a tone that has taken hold in the country since President Obama's been in office. I think it's getting worse. Even his signature piece of legislation, you hear people obviously against, with Obamacare. So when you think about it, it's almost comical that Hillary Clinton would try to run on and linking herself to President Obama when very few, if any, would view his presidency as anything other than a disaster. I mean, isn't it? I find it so refreshing when you hear in the Republican debates, whether it be Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz or obviously Donald Trump, anyone like that who then starts to tear in to the Obama legacy or just the problems that have been created under this president. And right now, even, you know, Bernie Sanders, to his credit, has ripped into Hillary and her ties with Wall Street and the big banks and the problems within the country. And even Bernie Sanders, a socialist, doesn't try to pretend that the Obama presidency has been a rousing success, as Hillary would make you think. No, I think it's been a terrible disappointment. I think it came in false, and it's only gotten worse as time has gone along. And I think that's, I mean, don't you, that's one of the reasons that why people are so angry. As much as the media and other people want to ignore what happened in New Hampshire, how do you ignore the fact that Trump and Bernie Sanders, they didn't just win in New Hampshire, they crushed the opposition in New Hampshire. And you could say, well, you know, Trump is just so angry and tapping into anger. But if things were going well, people wouldn't be so angry. And Donald Trump just didn't win with the Republicans. He won with a lot of independents. And Bernie Sanders, does he talk like someone that thinks that things are going in the right direction and that things are hardly? He tears into it and tears in. The only one that seems to think that is the person that walked on stage. And the only demo that she won was older women. Younger women don't even want to support Hillary Clinton, as she tries to pretend that everything has just been fantastic and great and wants to continue a third term. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. We're going to start line one. Joe is listening on WFAY. Joe, this is John DePietro, and you're first up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Mr. Savage. How you doing? I'm a first-time caller.
Well, it's not the doctor. I'm filling in. I'm just merely a fill-in for Dr. Savage, but go right ahead, Joe.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
That's not a problem at all. It's a huge compliment to be mistaken for Dr. Savage. Go right ahead, Joe.
I love the show. Hey, listen, I am a firm believer that Obama has been the biggest detriment to this country since day one. He, you know, with his favoritism of certain people and not the others. I mean, I've got a calendar, a countdown timer on my phone that for 343 days, 20 hours, 45 minutes, and 12 seconds, he's gone.
But who's counting, right, Joe? Joe, can I ask, who are you supporting in the race for president?
Donald Trump.
You are. You're a Trump supporter.
I am a Trump supporter. I feel that this country no longer needs politicians running it. We finally need a successful businessman to pull this country back into where it was great. I mean, people would flock to this country because it was the land of opportunity, and you felt protected here. I do not feel protected unless I've got my own pistol. I just find that, you know, he has just destroyed our beliefs, what our forefathers have created, everything. I mean, it's just, I just cannot cannot express more how happy I will be when he is finally out of there and we can get someone in there that can straighten our country back out, bring it to the great, wonderful country that our servicemen and women have fought and died for.
Joe, that was a big-time win for Trump in New Hampshire the other night, wasn't it?
I loved it. I thought that was great. And I actually, you know, had to laugh at Hillary when she brought up the statement of there's a special place in hell for women that don't support women. And I looked at that, and I couldn't believe what she said, because a few years ago she had made the comment when the federal government had all these layoffs, and this woman said to her, who's actually backdooring her first run for president, that I've never done anything else. You know, what am I going to do? And she goes, oh, well, you're an intelligent person. You'll find something. You know, it's like, well, aren't you supporting her? You know, I mean, I just almost died.
Well, Joe, thank you for the call. It was actually Madeleine Albright that issued that statement. And boy, that was just a bellwether of things to come. I mean, it was a complete disaster. The New Hampshire primary and Hillary having to go on stage with all the expectations. And how about, I love the fact they just keep showing former President Clinton with, you know, New Hampshire's made me the comeback kid. And then her crying in the diner from 2008. And then, you know, coming back and beating Obama. That was a big time win by Bernie Sanders and, of course, by Trump. Let's go to line 9. Robin is listening on WMAC in Georgia. Robin, this is John DePietro, and you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Robin.
Yes, I think President Obama has done an excellent job due to the fact that he has gone against right-wing conservative talk shows just like Michael Savage, because everything, you know, they talk about the man and downgrade him and everything else too. But all over this, he has still come out with the health care, the affordable care, of course, something had to be done about it, because at the hospital, even you go up at the emergency room, they're going to charge you over $1,000 just to see your
friend. Robin, no one's happy with Obamacare. That's going to be overturned.
No, it's not going to be overturned, because we're going to get a Democrat into office, and we definitely need a Democrat to decide. We don't need a president like Trump, who, you know, filed for bankruptcy over full time. You know, you're saying if he filed for business and lose all that money, then what do you think he'd do with the nation? He'd do the same thing, too.
So, Robin, I just want to be, you feel the president has been a great success because of you. You feel because he's overcome criticism from talk radio. Is that correct?
That is correct, because, like I said, Michael Savage get on this program every day and talk about
it. Well, the doctor has spread the truth about it. But, Robin, don't you think, can't we set the bar a little bit higher for the leader of the free world than trying to do battle with radio talk show host? I mean, it's a whole world out there. Don't you agree, Robin?
And he's had done a great job against all of Putin, because, like I said, that Michael Savage due to the fact that he's from Russia. I'm sure he's from.
I don't think the president has done a great job against Putin. Robin, again, thank you for the call. I think you're alone in that one. And if President Obama's biggest goal was just to try to do battle with the radio talk show host, I think he didn't have to run for president. He could have just shown up at a panel of talkers. But I don't know if he had to actually run to become the leader of the free world. We'll come back, take more of your phone calls. Also, Trump in the news, we'll talk about that. The latest, there is, of course, the big Democrat debate tonight between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. We'll take all your phone calls, again, at 1-855-400-SAVAGE. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth and financial future. Call 1-800-289-2646.
Folks are worried, well, I'm going to get yelled at by here, or this blogger's going to write that, or, you know, this talk show host is going to talk about me, and suddenly I've got a challenger and calling me a rhino or, you know, not a real progressive.
That's President Obama. Welcome. You're listening to the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro filling in for Dr. Michael Savage. Make sure you visit our website. It's michaelsavage.com. And, of course, you're welcome to call into the program at 1-855-400-SAVAGE. New York Magazine with a story that they feel the big fight in the Democratic primary is whether or not, in fact, President Obama has succeeded And they asked the question, has the Obama presidency been a rousing success or a disappointment? I think most people would say it's been an incredible disappointment, bordering on a catastrophe, catastrophic. And yet, and then is it any wonder, you know, Hillary's trying to position herself like she's going to be the third term and then wonders why she got shelled in New Hampshire by Bernie Sanders and continuing to get shelled. So what do you think? Let's go out to line one. Christy is listening on WVLK in Kentucky. Christy, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hey, this is in reference to what you said earlier about Bernie Sanders. You referred to him as the way your tone implied that a socialist is a bad thing. Is that how you feel? Because you referred to him as being a socialist.
Right.
Said in such a way as though you were disgusted.
Well, first of all, he's referred to himself that way. And yes, of course it is. This is the United States. We don't believe in socialism. I mean, who is there anyone listening like yourself? Do you want to really pay 75% in taxes or even higher? Many of the programs that he supports, Christy, they have failed in other nations. And we continue, despite this president, to be the envy of the world. Why would we want to embrace socialism? Do you think that, do you disagree? Socialism, it's not a bad thing?
Is a socialist program. Do you have a problem with the military? Apparently you want Beyonce to get up and hoorah the military, but that's a socialist program.
Well, what I was saying about the halftime show with Beyonce, Christy, was of all the different people that you could have had a tribute to or somehow honored, I can't imagine that the Black Lives Matter group and Black Panthers would make my top 50 type organizations I would want to honor. But you picked up on it. You don't think being a socialist is a bad thing.
Talking to me, am I even still on the air?
Yes, of course you're on the air. I was trying to give you an opportunity on that. But I'm telling you, and I'll tell you more why, socialism is not what we need. 1-855-400-7282. John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. This is the Savage Nation.
It's been noted often by pundits that the tone of our politics hasn't gotten better since I was inaugurated. In fact, it's gotten worse. That there's still this yawning gap between the magnitude of our challenges and the smallness of our politics. Which is why in my final State of the Union address, and in the one before that, I had to acknowledge that one of my few regrets is my inability to reduce the polarization and meanness in our politics.
That is President Obama. Well, you're listening to the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. Michael will be back tomorrow, but in the meantime, you can log on to our website, michaelsavage.com, latest headlines, such as, how about Iran is broadcasting images of the U.S. sailor in tears? The nerve. If you don't think there's something broken, if you don't think we're not feared, we are not feared in the world. Can you imagine under a President Trump, Iran or another nation broadcasting images of a U.S. sailor in tears? Or also another headline at michaelsavage.com. Read all the latest. The Nevada rancher arrested by the FBI in Portland. Or even the Muslim baggage handler. Do you hear about that? Boasting about being able to take down a plane. You can read about all of that. Plus, you can also order right now Dr. Savage's latest ebook, Diseases Without Borders. I mean, incredible timing with what is going on in the world right now. We're going to touch on that at some point this afternoon. But the Zika virus, I mean, right now, the Washington Post is reporting that apparently miscarriages reported to U.S. women with the Zika virus, according to the CDC. We'll touch on that. But again, you can read all the latest. Just go to the website, michaelsavage.com. And also, follow on Facebook. It's Michael Savage on Facebook. Click the like button and also follow the program on Twitter. It's A Savage Nation on Twitter. If you'd like to call in the program, whether you're listening on a great station like WABC or maybe you're listening in San Francisco or Dallas or anywhere coast to coast, you can call in 1-855-400-7282. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. Line 2, D is listening on WMAL in our nation's capital. D, this is John DePietro, and you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hi, John. Thank you for taking my call. What we're looking at with respect to Hillary and Bernie Sanders, they're like conjoined communist twins. And what really concerns me is that the younger demographic is naive to the fact that what they're buying is, again, the bill of lousy goods that the lying left is selling them. In the meantime, they're totally unaware about the deficit, like with money coming out of our ears. And in Europe, they're already having negative interest rates, which money is being taken out of people's pockets as we speak, coming to a theater near you. That's what I'm worried about. It's very frightening.
You know what's interesting, Dee, is I don't know if you have any contact with anyone that is of college age right now. Do you know of any college students or deal with any college students, Dee?
Yes, I do.
You do? Well, I get a chance to do quite a bit of public speaking, and I get invited to speak quite a bit at the colleges and various college students, and I'll ask them at the end. I mean, I generally talk about politics and broadcast and various, you know, things, current events and so forth, Dee, but I'll ask at the end, you know, who is supporting Hillary Clinton, show of hands, who's supporting Bernie Sanders, and indeed the majority, I just spoke at a college within the past 2 weeks, the majority of the students raise their hand for Bernie Sanders. Indeed, when I ask them, why is it you're going to support Bernie Sanders? Do you know what the number one reason that comes back is, Dee?
I have no idea.
Because he's going to legalize marijuana. Thank you for the call, Dee. Folks, this is what you're dealing with. When people talk about we got to get young people involved in the system, I've spoken at two colleges just in the past month, and both times, when I try to say, what is it about Bernie Sanders, the number one thing that comes back is the fact they're under the impression he's going to legalize marijuana. So when we talk about, you know, young people need to be part of the system, and the fact that Madeleine Albright stood up at a rally and said, you know, you young women, there's a special place in hell for young girls that aren't supporting other women, that's not registering with them. I'm not saying it's everyone, but, you know, it comes back to, you know, everyone, you know, most people seem to have their own core issue. There's a lot of people, one issue defines what it's going to be. Early on with Trump, I think it was immigration. I think it's going beyond that, but it started that way. And right now with Bernie Sanders, he has a lot of different things, but with young people, that seems to be a big draw for Bernie's campaign. Let's go to line 9. John is listening on KKOH. John, this is John DePietro, and you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, John.
Hi. So my thing is Obama has been a complete success, but he's been a good success at destroying our country, our morals, our ethics, our economy, and dividing our nation. So, yes, technically he has been a success. He's done everything he's wanted to do. I can't wait for him to leave the office so he can get somebody else in to fix this.
John, do you agree with, I mean, that's one thing that Marco Rubio, I know he kept repeating himself over and over in the debate, but do you agree with Marco Rubio, Senator Rubio, who says as much as people want to portray him, the president, as he's incompetent or he makes all these mistakes, Senator Rubio is trying to say, understand, this was all by design. These are not mistakes. He knows exactly what he's doing. Do you agree with that premise, John?
Yeah, I do 100%, but I am a Trump supporter, but I do agree with that 100%.
Hey, John, before I let you go, there's also a story that's out today. Bloomberg has a story where they did a focus group in South Carolina, and the focus groups are starting to come back, basically, that voters feel that Trump is inevitable. The Trump becoming the president is inevitable. Do you agree with that? Is the Trump candidacy as the Republican front runner making his way towards the White House? Are you starting to feel that is inevitable?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I am a millennial, and I'll tell you what, I support the guy 100%. He is he's going to fix our country. He's going to give us, if you know what I mean, our tone is back. And that's something we need in this country. So, yes, I do.
Thank you for the call, John. You can dial into the program 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. There's a story in the Washington Post, and we're going to play some of the sound coming up in just a little while. But Bernie Sanders riding high after a decisive win in New Hampshire. And where does he head? New York City to have breakfast with civil rights activist Al Sharpton. If you won New Hampshire, is Al Sharpton someone that you would try to court to get support? If you were running for office, is Reverend Al Sharpton the type of individual that you would want to get support from? Is that someone that you would go and try to court their support? Would you support someone that's who they're reaching out to, Sharpton, to try to get their support in the bid for president? 1-855-400-SAVAGE. James on line 4 is listening on WVNN. James, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Good afternoon, Mr. DePietro.
Hi there, James.
My point is, with President Obama, is basically he has done an end run around Congress in getting a lot of these executive orders through to get his will done. Besides that, the mishandling of Benghazi, the Bo Bergdahl fiasco, I mean, I'm a veteran myself, and that just galled me to no end, sir.
I don't blame you, especially when you talk about, thank you for the call, when you talk about 13 hours, again, which I recognize it wasn't a blockbuster at the theaters, folks, but you should still see it. And that is something that, as much as people mention Hillary Clinton and Benghazi, until you really see that film, and those of you that have seen it, when it really resonates, that she has no business running for president. She went to bed. She did not care about Ambassador Stevens, the Americans that were trapped there. But, you know, I think this says a lot of why her campaign is absolutely in free fall right now. And they're talking about major changes. They're talking about a shakeup. You know, when you look at it, Sanders has nowhere to go but up in some of these other states. She has nowhere to go but down. Every time they're looking at the polls, the Clinton people, their numbers are falling. And every time he looks at the polls, his numbers are rising. I mean, he is in a far better position. I mean, I would not support either one. And I don't think most of you listening would. But it said something that Hillary is carrying on this. I mean, she's delusional to think, and this is part of the problem, that they actually think that this has been a successful presidency. Look at all the people that are angry and why they're angry. Line 5, Mark is listening on WMAL in Washington, D.C. Mark, you're up. This is John DePietro, and you're on the Savage Nation. Hello, Mark.
Hello. I truly do believe that Obama's presidency for this country has been unsuccessful for the country as a whole. I mean, our status on the world stage has diminished greatly. This country has become so divided. It's just been an absolute disaster, and I really believe that this election coming up is going to be a pivotal point in American history, because America is going to choose what direction that they want to go in, whether they want socialism with Bernie Sanders or whether they want really socialism with Hillary as well, or they want someone that's going to really make a difference and turn the country around.
I think you're right, Mark. And, Mark, thank you for the call. You know, I mean, is there anyone that thinks that we are headed in the right direction? I think if people truly felt that way, you wouldn't have someone like a Donald Trump overwhelmingly striking a chord, huge, as he likes to say, but big time in the polls, big time win in New Hampshire, and with a full head of steam coming out of there and now going right into Nevada and South Carolina. I think his message would not be resonating if people were truly happy with the way that things have gone. Let's go to line 8. Hammer is listening on WBOB. Hammer, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Hammer.
Good. I disagree with you. The stimulus worked. It supported so-called capitalists. So we don't have real capitalism. We have a mixed economy, and we have crony capitalism. And it's been that way for about 180 years. And you said this is the worst racial climate. Not so. For example, 1963, when I was a teen, it took federal marshals to escort two black students into the University of Alabama.
I understand that, Hammer, but I'm saying since the 60s. I mean, I don't know of anyone that feels that we're united. Don't you think the country right now, the country hasn't been divided like this since the 60s, Hammer?
Let me respond. Okay, now you're wrong. During the 60s, again, another fact, not an opinion, the 24th Amendment was eliminated. That was against poll taxes for federal elections because of blatant discrimination against black Americans. And now the Beyonce video, first of all, 99% of the people who saw that didn't know that she had a statement.
Total insult. We'll come back. We'll take more of your phone calls. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. We also have some sound. What do you hear? Reverend Al Sharpton, that's who Bernie Sanders went to. We'll play you some of that. And a lot more news. Again, 1-855-400-7282. Our website is michaelsavage.com. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COI.
First, we are quite literally discovering more about Zika every single day. Right now, the most important thing for Americans to know is this. If you're pregnant, we recommend you not go to a place where Zika is spreading. And if you're pregnant and you live in an area where Zika is spreading, do everything you can to protect yourself against mosquito bites.
That is the head of the CDC. As this story continues to get more frightening, and now we're seeing Texas confirms more Zika virus. Number of cases climbed to 13. This is John DePietro. You're listening to The Savage Nation. Dr. Michael Savage will be back tomorrow, but in the meantime, we'll take your phone calls at 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Line 9 is Larry listening on WJR in Detroit. Larry, you're up on The Savage Nation. Hello.
Hello, John. This is Larry, first-time caller.
Oh, great. Welcome, Larry.
Thank you. Yeah, he's a complete failure in every category. But the thing is, I agree with Rubio, it's intentional. And I think, as far as Trump goes, I think when everybody brought in that new Congress and they failed to do anything, I think this is Trump as a result of that. And, you know, I hope he gets elected. I hope he's our next president. And I think to resolve any of this, they're going to have to start with the education in the schools. The instructors, professors, teachers, whatever, you know, they come out of there hating this country. And that's the problem. Yeah, none of them know anything about history.
Right.
You know?
And you know what else, Larry, is just the mentality of, as they say, the millennials, of there's a lot expected getting out. And if someone keeps telling people, you know, telling someone that you don't have to pay back your college debt and that's not your fault and you should expect this, Larry, don't you think that that's adding to this entitlement atmosphere and attitude that we have amongst a lot of the college students coming out of school?
It's almost like we're going to have to start all over again. But some of your callers that support socialism, I don't know if they've ever watched the History Channel, but, you know, that's where I get a lot of my information on Mao, Stalin, and all these people. You know, it's like they leave the breadcrumbs and lure you right into the cage. And once you're in there, good luck.
That's exactly right, Larry. Thank you. Again, you're listening to The Savage Nation. Log on to our website, michaelsavage.com. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. This is The Savage Nation.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
And you're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro filling in for Dr. Michael Savage. Never fear, the Dr. Michael will be back tomorrow. In the meantime, you're welcome to call into the program, 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. Check out the website, michaelsavage.com, latest headlines. Also subscribe to the Savage newsletter. You can also order right now Dr. Savage's new ebook, and the timing is just incredible, Diseases Without Borders. When you think of what is going on right now and what's happening with the Zika virus, have you heard the latest? Now it has now reached 20 states, I'm seeing. First case now, first was in Alabama. The Zika virus has now spread to 20 U.S. states. Four of the people being tested, fifth results came back negative. Plus, it's in Washington, D.C. So 20 states plus District of Columbia. 59 cases reported in the United States, and all were infected abroad. Should we be quarantining people coming back from countries that have this outbreak? Right now, think how serious this is. Two U.S. women, apparently, reporting miscarriages with the Zika virus. So you can read about it and also order Dr. Savage's book, Diseases Without Borders. It's all at the website at michaelsavage.com. In addition, read the latest headlines, whether it be the former Obama defense intel chief says Hillary should step down, or Dr. Savage saying quarantine all travelers from Zika-infested nations. And then you can also read the latest terrible story, Iran broadcasting image of the U.S. sailors in tears. If that's not propaganda, read about all of it at michaelsavage.com. And then as far as social media, follow Michael Savage. Like the Facebook page. Find him on Facebook. It's Michael Savage. And then click the like button and you can get all the latest. And then also follow the program on Twitter. It's A Savage Nation on Twitter. Well, as you know, we'll continue to take your phone calls. The latest on the presidential race. I'm going to also talk a little bit about Donald Trump just continues his dominance and more starting to become almost, they're describing it as inevitable, the Trump final candidacy and the run for the White House. But what do you make of, what do you think of Bernie Sanders? He wins New Hampshire. He immediately gets to New York, wants and schedules breakfast with Reverend Al Sharpton. Is this, would you ever go to Sharpton to try to get an endorsement? Let's hear. This is from MSNBC, Reverend Al Sharpton telling the media and really telling the Clinton campaign, hey, listen, don't take the black vote for granted.
The vote is earned, and that there is no presumed a holder of the vote, because we have serious problems. Whoever wins this election, Republican or Democrat, this will be the first time in American history we will see a white succeed a black president. Civil rights leaders have responsibility to press them on the issues before we get into who we like or who we've known. And that's what we've got to do, make them earn the vote.
You know, I hadn't thought of it that way. It'd be the first time a white is going to succeed a black president. I mean, I guess that was inevitable. But 1-855-400-SAVAGE. How about Hillary's campaign just continues, I mean, to be taking on water. Every time they're looking at a poll, she's going down. She's going down in all demographics. She's going down with young women. She's going down with people that she thought were her base. People are upset. People are angry. And she is going to face off tonight against Bernie Sanders. We'll touch on the Republican side as we go along on the Savage Nation. But let's get back to some of your phone calls, such as, let's go to line 7. Brad is listening on WMAL in our nation's capital. Brad, this is John DePietro, and you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Brad.
Hey, John. First time caller. a lot of previous callers and you have been discussing Obama and the Obama presidency and his impact, and I'd like to posit that as damaging as he's been, he's a symptom of a broader issue, and the broader issue is the more free for me majority, whether it is the special interest, social or financial, preserving special privileges, or the fact that the net receivers in our society, people that don't pay taxes but get tax rebates, now outweigh the net contributors. And I would submit to you that, you know, members of the Savage Nation, constitutional Republicans, libertarians, are a minority in their own society because we're victims of a decades-long insurgency that has infiltrated our schools, our educational system, our financial system. And if you want to defeat from a subordinate position, which we are now in as a minority, you have to learn to think like an insurgent. You have to build your networks. You have to reach out to your kids, to your friends, and say, look, I know you're not in the mood to be educated, but let's have an honest discussion about factual things and not these shiny bells and whistles that so many of the candidates want to wave in front of us. And that's why I think these outsider candidates are doing so well. And my final concern, you know, that we need to look at, unless I misread or things changed after the New Hampshire primary, which is only a microcosm, Bernie Sanders didn't just get more votes than Hillary Clinton. He got more votes than any other candidate. And that's of a pretty significant concern to me.
Well, at the same time, Brad, thank you for the call. You have to be heartened by the fact that when you add up all the conservatives' candidates and how they did in Iowa, and just when you put that together, it's overwhelming. So I would feel very good about the state right now, as far as conservatives in the landscape. But if you're listening right now, don't you think a big part of the problem right now with young people, with millennials, I mean, I have a son in college, but don't you find and maybe you have an example for us, and you could call up, even if you've never called a radio talk show before, but don't you find there is a sense of entitlement with young people? And I think a Bernie Sanders with his, you know, being an admitted socialist, in what they try to convey, think of what it would convey to young people of what the country owes them, what the world owes them, what they're, quote, entitled to, the sense of entitlement. Now, when you got out of school, I mean, what were you entitled to? The phrase hard work seems to be missing from the landscape. Or what about your parents or grandparents? Don't you think there's certainly a greater sense of entitlement? And I think a big part of that has to do with the past 8 years and how some people are just lost. But I'd love to hear if you have a story, if you're an employer and you interview young people coming out of school. I've spoken with business people, and they describe, I mean, it's kind of comical, but almost like a delusional self-image of themselves and what they're entitled to, or how much they should earn, or how much authority they should have, you know, in trying to climb the ladder in a company, no matter how big or how small. What do you think? 1-855-400-SAVAGE. I think of Bernie Sanders, you know, flaming that, right? Telling them, you're entitled. You shouldn't have to pay back those loans. You shouldn't have to pay for health care. You shouldn't. I mean, there just seems to be this resonating message for young people. I think it's very dangerous to young people. I don't think it serves them. I don't think it serves them well at all. What do you think? Let's go out to line 4. Sal is listening to the Savage Nation on WVFT in Florida. Sal, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Sal.
Yes, hi, John. Thanks for the opportunity. Anyway, a couple of thoughts. First of all, on the talk about entitlements and young kids today. You know, first of all, I married late in life. My wife has two boys. She's a stout, staunch conservative, but yet her boys don't know anything about what it means to earn, you know, earn a living. They've both been handed things in their life, and they both believe that it's because their father worked hard that they should have the opportunities that he had, and everything's been handed to them. So they have no concept of a dollar, you know. I mean, to them, when they get their change, they throw it on the ground like it doesn't mean anything. So it starts with the parents. The parents are the ones that have to instill these beliefs in their kids. And if the parents seem to have a belief system, but they're not transferring that belief system to their children and what hard work means and what the ramifications are for not working, hard in your life. My parents came here from Europe. They both had to go through the process of becoming citizens and work hard very much towards that. My mom couldn't speak English. My dad barely spoke English. You know, the bottom line is that they worked hard to make themselves a living in this country. I myself went to college, paid for most of my own education, had student loan debt, et cetera, paid my debt off working three jobs over the course of time. Hard work is not something that's instilled in kids today. They all, like you said, have this sense of entitlement. And it's
Sal, when you're, I guess they'd be your stepsons, when you say they get change and they don't think anything of it and they drop it on the ground, do you say anything? Do you say, hey, you know, I used to have a piggy bank and you put your change in the piggy bank and then you roll it up. Do you say anything or do you feel that's not your place to say anything?
Well, I tell them, I said, if you don't respect the penny, you're not going to respect the dollar. This is an issue. I said, if you don't understand what the value of that penny is, you'll never understand the value of more money, and therefore it'll slip between your fingers, and as you get older, you're going to start wasting more and more money, and you're going to start seeing that you're not going to have anything in your life because you didn't earn it. It didn't come hard to you.
Well, what do they say to that, Sal? What do they say to that? Or are they too young?
Wildly, like, you know, what are you talking about? They have no idea. they just can't grasp, put their hands around the concept. They just don't understand.
Thank you for the call, Sal. I mean, like many of you, I mean, I hit a piggy bank, and then you put all your spare change in there, and then when there's something coming up, you get out the rolls, and you're rolling pennies, then you're rolling dimes and nickels, and I like that. That's a very easy story that the kids, they think nothing and just throw the spare change on the ground. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. You talk about entitlement. Wait till I tell you the story about some illegal aliens. 1-855-400-7282. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCO.
I think it's an issue that we should discuss. I think we should discuss it. Every time you use the word draft, people get a misunderstanding about what you're talking about. But I have supported women in every role in the military, including Commander-in-Chief. I think it's an important issue for us to discuss. It is the public opinion on it is really, I think, thirsty for more information as to what that would mean.
You're listening to the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. That is the voice of Nancy Pelosi. She thinks it's an important issue to discuss. But first, we have to straighten out the presidency before we can expect to have the type of armed services that the country deserves. Don't you agree? I mean, for her to be talking about women being drafted, there's got to be an argument. There's got to be some angle behind that of which she is trying to put forth. Before we go back to your phone calls, I did mention the entitlement, the area of entitlement, and I received an email, and I've been going back and forth with this person, and they don't want me to use their name, which I'll respect, and they don't want me to use their town, which is fine. But I will tell you that it's a town in Texas, and this is someone that thinks it's wrong, that apparently they have a Little League field, and the Little League field has been ruined, and they can't play. They're expecting tryouts and spring baseball coming up. Apparently, illegal aliens that live in the area have been using the baseball field for soccer. And basically, even though there's signs that say you're not supposed to use it for that, basically destroying the baseball field and the grass on the baseball field. So the person's emailing me saying, you know, should I say something? I think it's unfair. We have to cancel the baseball, Little League season. And I'm going to tell you, I emailed, like, those, whoever was involved in the, I don't care if they're kids here illegally, find a translator, tell them they are expected to come up with some fertilizer, repair the damage to the baseball field, and don't cancel the Little League season because a group of illegal aliens have damaged the Little League field by playing soccer. See, this is what, no one speaks up and says anything? Number one, they shouldn't even be here. Number two, never mind, now they're destroying the Little League field by playing soccer on the grass. No, you have to say something. Or find a translator. But I know I wouldn't let it go by the boards. Of course they should repair it. Tell them, hustle up, get some grass seed, and repair the damage. Let's go back to your phone calls. Line 6. John is listening on WABC in New York City, and John's up on the Savage Nation. Hello, John.
Hi, I was listening to the topic of entitlement. We live in a nation of single-parent families where mom is running the show, and mom gets the check with the courts and everything else that's going on like that. And these kids don't have role models. We have so many people, if you look at our jails, if you look at our institutions, if you look at all the problems we have, it all goes to third wave feminism. It all goes to the dismantlement of the family unit, and it's all connected with socialism. And I was reading how Bernie Sanders does well with women, better than Hillary, per fact. Because I think that maybe perhaps they look at Bernie Sanders as a surrogate father. Would you agree?
No, I wouldn't agree. I mean, I think, thank you for the call, John. That's an easy way to dismiss it, but the sense of entitlement comes from one-parent households to the children. I think it'd be easier to solve if that were the case. I think a lot of it has to come, and it does come from the people in office, from the leaders, whether it be the president or others, and certainly like a Bernie Sanders that continues to preach. You know, when you start talking about college is free and don't pay back the college loans and we should wipe out the college loans and everything is your fault and, you know, health care and everything else should be free, of course it's going to become a sense of entitlement. 1-855-400-SAVAGE if you'd like to call into the program. 1-855-400-7282. John DePietro sitting in on the Savage Nation.
And my view is that, yes, people have a right to be angry. You have a right to be angry when we are the only major country on earth that doesn't provide paid family and medical leave. When we have more people living in poverty today than almost any time in the history of this country. People have a right to be angry. But what we need to be is rational in figuring out how we address the problems and not simply scapegoating minorities.
That's Bernie Sanders. You're listening to the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. Don't worry. Michael will be back tomorrow. In the meantime, you're welcome to call the program 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. And also visit the website, which is michaelsavage.com, where you can also find out about Dr. Savage's new book, Diseases Without Borders. I'm going to talk about that coming up. I mean, that is a major concern, what is happening right now. And also follow Dr. Savage on Facebook, the Facebook page. Just click the like button. Is Michael Savage on Facebook, and follow the program on Twitter at A Savage Nation on Twitter. Out to the phones, line 2. Steve is listening on WJR. Steve, this is John DePietro, and you're up on the Savage Nation, Steve.
Hey, John, how are you?
Very well, Steve. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I would like to address tax revenue. I had a 25-year printing business, 17 payments left on my home. I got sick. I couldn't afford health insurance anymore. I lost everything, my two retirements, everything. But anyhow, the 1%, they say, makes 99% of the income. And they make most of that money through debt. And I've heard that they pay 67% of the tax. Well, if they're making 99% of the income, why shouldn't they pay 99% of the tax?
Well, you know, there's a lot there, Steve, and we could even do a full program on the tax code. We should have. I'm in favor, and I think Ted Cruz has a good policy on a flat tax. Thank you for the call, Steve. We don't need this whole business with the IRS and even the number of corporations and the way that the loopholes and people skating on paying taxes or coming up with creative ways. There has to be an easier and a better way to do it that would be fair across the board. You can't throw it all just on one group. But the way the tax structure, can't we all agree? I mean, that is something that hopefully a new president, whether it be a President Trump or President Cruz, but a new president to bring in. Because I don't know of any, I mean, is there anyone that likes the system that we have right now, the way the IRS is, the amount that people have to pay in taxes? You can't listen to a Bernie Sanders. His plan would be, what, 75% taxes? Some people pay even higher than that? I mean, that certainly is not the answer. Line one is Dan, and he's listening on JRW. Dan, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Dan.
Yeah, President Obama's success, I believe he's been a great success as a president.
In terms of what? What would you list as his top three successes? Because, Dan, I think the people I know would disagree with you. That's why people are so angry. That's why Hillary is getting pummeled right now. But what, just in no particular order, what would be his three big successes?
No, I didn't say I agreed with that success. When he ran for office, he said he would fundamentally change this country, and that he has. Now, if Bernie becomes president, then that's going to make his presidency even more of a huge success. That's just going to usher in socialism. He's going to say, I don't want Obamacare. We want a one-payer tax system. Everyone's going to say, yeah. And what did President Obama say when he was a senator? He wanted a one-payer system. And he said it would take a while to get there, and he's almost there. I disagree with it, but you got to say, he's done what he said he was going to do.
That's one way. Thank you, Dan. That's one way to look at it. I don't know if anyone would say that he's transformed it in a positive way or in the right direction. But the goal to just transform and change the country and the direction for what it is, don't you find? I find that's one of the biggest complaints that people have is just it's the direction of the country, and people wake up and say. And that's where I think Trump has been so successful, is being plugged into people saying, you know, what's happened? You know, we don't make anything anymore. We're not feared around the world anymore. And Trump is right. We are getting ripped off by China, by Mexico. Just the actions of Putin or some of the other countries, would they really have done this in the past? I don't think they would have done this in the past. Let's go to line six. Rodney is listening to the Savage Nation on KLIF. Rodney, this is John DePietro, and you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Rodney.
Hello. Thanks for having me on. You know,
very welcome.
I'm a teacher and an author, and I actually wrote a recent novel about this entitlement thing. You know, and it seems to me, as I look at my class and my students, what we're dealing with is just generations of kids who have been neglected by their parents, not having meaningful relationships with their parents, and the parents, to make up for the guilt, have been giving them things to solve their own consciences. And, you know, when you do that, you engender an entitlement mentality. So the kids don't really appreciate what's given to them, but they just start to expect to be given things, and it's a vicious cycle. So we've come to this point. Well, we have to see, well, how do we reverse this? It's got to get back to the family having real relationships, talking about the meaning of hard work and the like. But it really takes a cultural change. It's somewhat to be the catalyst for that. But I see a lot of just guilt from the parent side.
When do you think that started, Rodney? And what do you think the causes are? Do you think it starts with children being put in daycare? Do you think it's because of the amount of divorce? Less children? So where do you think this started, or where does it come from?
Well, I think I'd have to agree with Dr. James Dobson on one thing when he talks about the two-career family. I think when you started with a two-career family, like in the 70s, I think it was, when it started to boom, and then the ensuing divorce problem, which started kind of booming in the 70s, you start to see things go downhill rapidly then. And I would start with a two-career family. It's just, you know, the fabric of the family, it becomes under strain and stress, and then you look for ways out and not enough time together, things like that. That's what I would point to. And, you know, and as I teach my kids in my school, you know, 70% of the African-American community, 70% of them don't even have fathers. You know, and so the whole fabric has been come loose, but there's still this entitlement thing growing at the same time. So it's a generation that really has to make a turnaround.
Thank you for the call, Rodney. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. You know, it's amazing. So I have three children, three teenagers, 18, 16, and 13. And anyone that deals with them will say, boy, children are so well behaved. They're so calm. They look you in the eye. They talk. I know that seems odd, but a lot of kids, you know, maybe your children have the friends come through. They never even acknowledge either their own parents, or they go over to someone's home. I am a big believer in one of the parents staying home. And a lot of people don't like to hear about it, but I think a huge myth is the element of daycare. That somehow, the kids will be fine. They learn to socialize. You know, that from the moment the child has to be woken up, and then they're rushed, because you gotta rush, get dressed quick, and eat quick, and get in the car, and we gotta rush you over there, drop them off, and I gotta get to work, blah, blah, blah. And then afterwards, they're rushing to pick them up and get them home. And it just becomes, you know, let's feed them dinner and then give them a bath and get them to bed, da, 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 da. And everything's, even if the child's misbehaving, well, you know, let me just get them to bed and then the next day drop them at daycare. The clock's always running. And on a weekend, if the kids are having a bad weekend, just try to get through it, because then on Monday we drop them at daycare anyway. I think that's a big part of it. And then it starts that young. Line four is Gary listening on WMAL in Washington, D.C. Gary, this is John DePietro, and you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Gary.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, Gary. Okay. Go ahead.
Last spring, I'm checking out. I'm in a Safeway, and there's a high school age, very young, 16, 17, at cash register, and she was a girl, and a guy doing the bag, around the same age. And they were talking about what they were doing for the summer, and the cashier was going to go over to France to study in France. I was like, you know, I'm minding my own business. And she said, why don't, you know, aren't you going to go? And he said, no, I don't have any money. Our parents have the money. And she said, well, it's free. It's all free. It's free money. You can just get it by selling blah, blah, blah application app. And she was giving him the application, you know, the name of the application. And look, and I couldn't help but interject myself. And I said, well, it's not free money. It comes from taxes. That's someone else's money that's paying for you to do that. And the young girl looked at me and said, well, it's free to me.
That's
and,
right.
And I kind of went on, it clicked in my head, and I said, oh, there you go. You know, give people free stuff, which we all know is the quicksand, the trap. And that's the age group, and their parents do. It's free to them. I don't care if it's your money.
Right.
It's free. And well, when you say what's the appeal, free stuff is very appealing. It's wrong.
Yes. Yeah, hey, Gary, if it's free, it's for me. But explain again, how is the trip free? Is it was a grant of some kind?
Well, that's what she said. The school has the money.
Oh, okay.
The school's got the money. I think,
right, yep. And you're trying to explain it's coming from somewhere. It's not free.
Right. It's not.
Right.
I actually use the words, and of course, I probably look like a geezer, you know, because I'm from the, you know, the 60s and 70s generation, and they said, you know, which I do believe our generation really started the whole thing, unfortunately, but, you know, the me generation, the now generation.
Gary, I like her saying to you, though, well, it's free for me.
Free to me, and I said, and all of it going through my head was, you know, she's a kid, I'm not going to argue with her, and I'm supposed to get out of the store, but I'm going, there's the problem.
Yes, there is the problem. Thank you for the call, Gary. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. You know, if it was one of our New York listeners, these stories coming out of New York are very concerning. I see the Daily News has exclusive. Cops investigating second anti-white attack in Brooklyn this week. And the perpetrator said, this is from Malcolm X, cracker. C-R-E-C-K-A. Police are investigating a second anti-white bias incident in Brooklyn. The attacker calling the victim names. 51-year-old male told cops when a black man ran up, knocked him to the ground. This is from Malcolm X before storming off. It's like a small blurb in the Daily News. Can you imagine if that was vice versa? And, well, Sanders and Sharpton would have had a rally up where that had happened. Let me go to line 9. Greg is listening on WFTL in Florida. Greg, this is John DePietro, and you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Greg.
I think that the lack of any kind of immigration policy that we have now, especially the lack of repercussions for illegals, has, as a nation, made us almost spitefully entitled. People talk the whole white privilege thing. I think a lot of us see the disconnect between the rules that they have to follow as immigrants and the rules that we're expected to follow as citizens. I was fishing a river, and the Game and Inland Fisheries officer was walking towards me, and he walked past a group of immigrants, and they had a net cast across the whole river, and just walked right past them. It's illegal. You can't do that.
Right.
But he had the gall to then check my license.
As they have the net, thank you, Greg, across the entire river. Yeah, that seems about right. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. The website is michaelsavage.com. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. More of your phone calls ahead. This is the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOI.
You're listening to the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. As always, visit our website, michaelsavage.com. How about the doctor's new book coming out, the ebook, Diseases Without Borders? Get all the details about it at michaelsavage.com. Let's go to line 6. Anthony is listening on WABC in New York City. Anthony, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hi. My point is just going back to the entitlement issue you were talking about. I actually employ a lot of people who work for modest wages in a retail environment. Most of them are great people. I'd just like to talk about entitlement and why people don't, you know, have a bad work ethic and don't really want to work or pick and choose when the days they want to work, or they're constantly calling out sick and they don't care if they lose their job. Because the problem is, they can go out and get another job, a similar type paying job, you know, very quite easily anywhere else. And the trap that they're falling into when they listen to candidates like Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton, when they're, you know, giving out all of these free goodies, what they don't realize is that if they're working for modest wages and then you add up the value of all the you know, entitlements that are being handed out, like housing, food, clothing, free college or free education, which I think people should get an education. But when you add up the value of all of these and add that on top of the modest wages that they're working for, let's say $18,000 or $20,000 a year, but you're getting $40,000 in entitlements, they have no incentive to further themselves, because if they're working currently for $20,000, let's say, for example, There's no way that they're ever going to move up and find a job worth, you know, that pays $80,000, because they'll just always stay where they are. They'll have no incentive to go through the work necessary to be able to get a job that will pay for and more, to compensate for all of the benefits that they're getting.
They're receiving. You're exactly right, Anthony, and I appreciate the call. The website is michaelsavage.com. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, and you're listening to the Savage Nation.
The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
I think the president has signaled, while still remaining neutral, that he supports Secretary Clinton's candidacy and would prefer to see her as the nominee. He won't officially embrace her unless and until it's clear that she's going to be the nominee. I think he's maintaining that tradition of not intervening in a party primary. But I don't think there's any doubt that he wants Hillary to win the nomination and believes that she would be the best candidate in the fall and the most effective as president in carrying forward what he's achieved.
How's that working out for her? You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro filling in for Dr. Michael Savage, who will be back tomorrow, by the way. He will be back tomorrow. That is Jay Carney of the White House. Boy, that explains a lot. What's the good news? The president is supporting Hillary. Maybe that explains why she got blown out in New Hampshire. Run out of town on a rail, as Mr. Potter would have said. If you'd like to be part of the program, you can call in 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. Visit the website, michaelsavage.com. I check it first thing every morning. Right now, you can order Dr. Savage's new ebook, Diseases Without Borders. Diseases Without Borders. And that's what we're dealing with right now. This is an epidemic that's about to take hold in the United States with the Zika virus. 20 states now? Well, read the latest. He's always ahead of it. Diseases Without Borders. The new ebook from the New York Times number one best-selling author, Michael Savage, available at michaelsavage.com. You're also going to see various stories, and I'll tell you, when I check the Savage website, the first place I see and hear about these stories is right here at michaelsavage.com, whether it be the Iran military government broadcasting images of the U.S. sailor in tears, or the latest on the Muslim baggage handler, or even the fact that Dr. Savage says, hey, quarantine these travelers from the Zika-infected nation instead of letting them come into the United States. Go to the website, michaelsavage.com. You're on Facebook, good. Find Michael Savage on Facebook. Click the like button, and then also follow the program on Twitter. It's A Savage Nation on Twitter. We're going to get to your phone calls, but it is interesting how that breaks down regarding the fact that the Obama White House is basically, as much as they're supporting Hillary, she got crushed by Bernie Sanders Tuesday night. They're going to debate again tonight, but the Clinton campaign seems to be in free fall. Money is flowing into the Bernie Sanders campaign. You know, I don't agree with probably 99% of things that Bernie Sanders says, but I will at least say, and I think you'd agree on this, the guy does seem authentic. Whereas Hillary, if you're a woman listening right now, boy, they thought it was a layup, didn't they? They thought it was automatic. The amount of women that are not going to vote for her, and especially young women. But if you're a woman listening, I mean, they cannot believe this whole business of the glass ceiling, and it's a special place in hell if you don't vote for her, and you're going to hell, and Gloria Steinem, oh, a lot of these women, they're just with Bernie Sanders because that's where the boys are. I mean, it's like one insult after another. But I'd like to hear, if you're a woman, where Hillary went wrong, because she obviously went wrong. And you have to admit, it is enjoyable to watch the Clintons in complete meltdown at this point. The only thing that's going to be better is when she starts to fire some of these people, and then they're going to leak things to the media. And that's coming. So, because even the Hillary supporters are like, you know, do something, be sharper. There's a story that I was just reading about that off the Drudge Report, where the donors are saying to Hillary, like, come on, go after them, sharpen your message, do something. But don't just stand there. You know, we're donating to you, but you're getting crushed. Let's find out what you think. Let's go out to your calls, starting with Karen on line 8 is listening on WABC in New York City. Karen, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hello. To get to your point as a woman, with an MBA and two children that are not entitled to anything around my household. What Hillary did wrong was not hitting Bill over the head with a frying pan when he cheated on her with Monica. Be a real woman, take control of your family, and be true to yourself and the country. We all know it's a game. We all know she is a carpetbagger, and she does not deserve to be in the White House, okay?
But is that what really is hurting her, Karen, what you just described? Do you think that's what it is?
I think she's too fake, and she tries to be an amoeba, and she tries to... Yes, I think that's what's hurting her. She's not true to herself, and she's not real. So
now, why are the young voters going with Bernie Sanders?
Because they want something for nothing. In my school district, Elwood, New York, my son, okay, was the only one in his class that knew who the vice president of this country was, okay? It starts with an education. It starts with teaching.
Now, what grade is your son in?
He's in sixth grade.
Sixth grade, and he was the only one in his class that knew who the vice president was.
Okay, so they're not teaching the reality of what's going on in the world. I sit there with my children. We have discussions about politics and debates, and what's going on in this country is just pathetic. How the dollar has come off the gold standard, and how these people are entitled to... I'm a real estate investor. I own 8 houses, and I do Section 8 programs. And when my tenants don't pay me, I take my children along with me to court, okay? And I have them in the mediation room asking the attorney on the other side, how come my mom has to pay rent and these Section 8 people stopped paying rent to her? Why are they entitled to sit there for free and do nothing? All these entitlement programs, don't get me wrong, I would love for my children to have free college, and I would love for this to be a world of unicorns and rainbows, but the reality is Hillary Clinton, the young woman, know that she is going to sell our soul the same way she did in Benghazi, covering things up, the same way she's done in her marriage, covering things up, and the same way that these women, young, think that they're going to get something from nothing from Bernie. So what else could she promise them? I have
Right now, Karen, thank you for the call. I mean, right now, the Clinton campaign is in free fall, without question. I mean, she didn't get beat in New Hampshire. She got trounced in New Hampshire, and it's only going to get worse. Brian on line one is listening on WKZO in Michigan. Brian, this is John DePietro, and you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Brian.
Hi, I gotta apologize for the millennial generation. I think somewhere along the lines in civics class, they might have missed the point that it's a pursuit of happiness and not a right that you're born with. I think too many kids these days just don't know what the value of a hard-worked, hard-earned dollar is, and they're just simply lazy. You know, they were lied to and said that, oh, you can do this and you can do that, and they don't expect to put the work in to get it, and it's disgusting.
You know, that. Thank you, Brian. That's an interesting point. And also, don't you think that there's a difference between what people perceive as happiness and sometimes just being content? Someone, I think, we feel content after a full day of work, but you're productive, you contribute. There's nothing wrong with having, I think it's healthy to have a job where it's just work, whatever it may be, working in a warehouse or working in a restaurant, whatever it may be. And then at least at the end of the day, there's a sense you're content that you put in a full day's work. And they mistake that with what Brian said, which is happiness. And they're entitled to be happy, as if they don't have to work and everything's given to them, that would equal happiness. Deborah on line 9 is listening on WABC in New York. Deborah's up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Deborah.
Hello. You had said, or you had a caller before that said that once two-income families, became like the standard, the socioeconomic decline of the family began. And I'd like to argue that taxes are actually what made women have to go to work and did spur the decline of the family. And it was the Great Society of 1968, and I remember it well. because my father was a, we were a one-income family. We lived here in New York. And when my dad went to work, he all of a sudden started to see more and more federal taxes. And New York was a high-tax state, and my area in Nassau County was a very high-tax area. And my mom had to go to work in order to help get enough money to keep food on the table and the mortgage. So it wasn't so much that it was all women's liberation, because that was not my household at all. It was a fact that we had to put my mom to work in order to keep us going. And I think that that came, the decline of the family. I agree with the guy that the decline of the family came, but not because women wanted to go to work, but because they had to go to work.
Because they were for it. Thank you, Debbie. You know, that's an excellent point. And the more of the people that say, you know, trust the government and they were involved with your kids, you know, you're exactly right, Deborah. And it's sad. It's become more, the parents have less say in many households, and they just turn over their children to the schools and feel that, you know, those school officials know what's best. Let's go to line four. Richard is listening on WMAL in Washington, D.C. Richard, this is John DePietro, and you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hello, John. Thank you for taking my call. I've taught for 35 years, and I have four children, and I've seen so many changes from the time I started teaching until now. With the helicopter parents, I'm retired now, but the parents who shield their child from everything, and they never take the side of anybody but their children. So their children feel that they are entitled always to be right. They're entitled always to be safe. The school I teach at is near a downtown university, and of course, you know, pedestrians in the crosswalk are supposed to have the right of way, but
right,
that's not what they do. They'll be texting and walking,
yep,
and just walk right smack out in front of you without even looking, because it's your job to keep them safe. That's another entitlement.
Hmm.
And I almost levitated, because as I'm driving in now to pick my daughter up, and I saw a Bernie sticker, bumper sticker in front of me. And it was a college-age student.
Yep.
So I guess wants some more free stuff.
Richard, thank you for the call. You know, they probably do want more stuff, and we'll see what happens in the debate tonight. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. Your phone calls ahead. This is The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-CO.
It's been noted often by pundits that the tone of our politics hasn't gotten better since I was inaugurated. In fact, it's gotten worse. That there's still this yawning gap between the magnitude of our challenges and the smallness of our politics. Which is why, in my final State of the Union address, and in the one before that, I had to acknowledge that one of my few regrets is my inability to reduce the polarization and meanness in our politics.
That is President Obama. Yeah, that is a regret. Polarization. Well, you're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. Dr. Savage will be back tomorrow. In the meantime, we'll continue to take your phone calls at 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. And as always, visit the website, michaelsavage.com, especially learn more about Dr. Savage's new ebook, Diseases Without Borders. And that's what we're facing right now. Diseases Without Borders. You can find out more about it by going to the website, and that is michaelsavage.com. You know, the Drudge Report is also always a must-read. There's a funny story on the Drudge Report that I just came across, and that is, before we go back to your calls, do you know the sale of adult diapers is about to take off? Sale of adult incontinence garments in the U.S. could equal those of baby diapers in a decade. They're trying to say real people in their ads are going to say, hey, I have bladder leakage, and it's no big deal, said the head of Kimberly-Clark. Growth in the adult diaper market is outpacing that of every other paper-based household staple in the U.S. How about that? Adult diapers are the new black. Who would have thought? All right, let's go back to your calls. Starting with Allison is on line 7 calling from KKAT in Utah. Allison, this is John DePietro, and you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hi, I'm a Republican and a conservative, and I would never vote for Hillary. I think where she goes wrong with women is she's so deceptive with the emails, her lies and deception. She can't even look at the camera when she's talking about it. Also, she said, what difference does it make about Benghazi? And also, she supports abortion. Half the babies that are aborted are female babies. Every life matters, and she just doesn't care. I think that's a really big point for women and why they don't trust her.
What do you think, Allison, of Hillary and her camp, specifically Madeleine Albright, saying that for someone like yourself, there's a special place in hell for women that don't support other women?
I think it's absolutely disgusting. I think there's a special place in H-E double hockey sticks for people who destroy life and destroy babies.
Well, and not only that, Allison, but don't you think, I mean, thank you for the call, Allison. That's like a false way to get a vote. And how do you think it played with the New Hampshire audience? Not that well. You know, that rally of Hillary, I'm anxious to see them have those two on the stage again, right? Whether it be Steinem with the feminists. Oh, you know, the women, a lot of the women, they just like to go to the Bernie Sanders camp because that's where the boys are. But Madeleine Albright standing up there saying, special place in hell for women that don't vote for Hillary. Well, apparently they're not afraid of that. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. More of your phone calls coming up. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to the Savage Nation.
The same applies to a Republican who, heaven forbid, might agree with me on a particular issue. Or if I said America's great, decided to stand during a State of the Union. It's not a controversial proposition. You're not going to get in trouble. But the fact that that's hard to do, that is a testament to how difficult our politics has become.
That is President Obama. You're listening to the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. Michael will be back tomorrow. In the meantime, you're welcome to call the program 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. Visit the website, michaelsavage.com. How about right now? You could order Dr. Savage's new book, Diseases Without Borders. I mean, has there ever been, the doctor, talk about being ahead of the curve. Has there ever been a time that right now we are on the verge of yet another complete outbreak? We're now, what's the latest word? The first case of the Zika virus identified in Alabama. Now it is spread to 20 U.S. states, including District of Columbia. 59 cases reported in the U.S. All were infected abroad. And now we're finding out that apparently the Washington Post is reporting two women in the U.S. miscarriages due to the Zika virus. Again, you can read about it right there at the website. It's michaelsavage.com. You'll also see headlines. And also, you can sign up, subscribe to the Savage newsletter, all by going to michaelsavage.com. You're on Facebook? Great. Look for the Michael Savage Facebook page. Click like. It's Michael Savage on Facebook. And then follow the show on Twitter. It's A Savage Nation on Twitter. Let's get back to your phone calls at 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Caleb on line 8 is listening on WVNN in Alabama. Caleb, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Yes, sir. Just listening to what you were talking about earlier with the whole entitlement issue that we're facing right now, and I think kind of based off of what you're talking, what you let us listen to with Obama's last soundbite, was talking about this polarization, that's, you know, maybe his biggest downfall I think that he really propelled that with making everyone feel like a victim. You don't have to have had anything happen to you. You can just be born with maybe a certain color or what have you, but you're a victim because of that. And I think that that propels this whole entitlement. You know, we're owed something because we're a victim in society. And I just want to hear your thoughts on that.
You know, it's funny, Caleb, you say that is, Caleb, you know, all of the past 2 years, think of all the shootings and the confrontations with police. And Caleb, even when the details have then come out, you know, the afterwards, when we actually start to get the real facts and the details, and then you find out maybe the story didn't happen exactly as it had been, you know, presented. Maybe the person didn't have their hands up and say, don't shoot. Maybe they did charge at the police. Caleb, you know, do you ever hear anyone say, then go back and say, whether it be in Ferguson or whether it be in Baltimore or different parts of the country, does anyone ever go back and say, you know, in hindsight, maybe that person was not a victim, maybe they were in the wrong, and maybe they shouldn't have gone after the police or challenged the police or got into a confrontation with police that way? Caleb, do you ever hear anyone ever say that?
No, but what you do hear is, well, it may not have happened to Michael Brown that way, but it happens all over the country regardless. So you're pulling away from the bigger issue, and that just furthers their narrative, whether or not it really happened. And that's where we have this whole microscopic, you know, 24-hour news system that just keeps going and going, picking out stories and throwing out the ones that don't fit the narrative.
That's right. But thank you for the call, Caleb. But you're right, Caleb, and that, you know, that's what the Bernie Sanders thing plays into, right? Everyone's ripping you off. Wall Street's ripping you off. The banks are ripping you off. You shouldn't have to pay for college. You shouldn't have to pay your loans back. It does start to become everybody. They keep being told that they're a victim. Let's go to line one. Judy is listening on KUGN in Oregon. Judy, this is John DePietro, and you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Judy.
Hello.
Hi, Judy.
How are you guys doing?
Very well, Judy. Thank you for calling the Savage Nation. Go right ahead.
Okay. The reason why I think that she is losing the votes of the world is because everybody does not want 4 more years of Obama. And she has vowed to continue on, to carry on where he left off. And I think that's why she is losing votes left and right.
You know, thank you for the call, Judy. I think it's interesting that, you know, here's Judy listening in Oregon to pick that out. And Judy, I think you're exactly right. I mean, look at Hillary. The campaign is a mess. They feel she doesn't have a message. They're about to do a complete overhaul. She got pummeled in New Hampshire. And it's only going to get worse, moving on to Nevada and South Carolina. And, you know, what they'll show clips and montages, if you've watched it, where she continually throws out the name of President Obama and tries to, you know, carry this attitude that it's almost going to be a third term. And without ever stopping, maybe people don't. I mean, if you look at the anger of people voting for Bernie Sanders, and certainly the anger of those that, you know, would support a Trump. I mean, people are angry. People don't want a third term of President Obama. And Judy, you picked that out, and yet the Clinton campaign, their whole strategy seems to be that he's still very popular with Democrats. He's still very popular, obviously, with people of color. But it was Trump that did great with independents. It was Trump that did tremendous in New Hampshire and got a third of the vote. You know, that's because people are angry, and people certainly don't want a third term. Line 5, Ron is listening on WZUS in Illinois. Ron, this is John DePietro, and you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Ron.
Good afternoon, John. I'll make this as brief as possible. I'm a Latino veteran, and quite frankly, I'm honestly frustrated and downright disappointed in what this administration has done to our country. It's not been so much the lack of respect that there's been in this country for veterans, the fact that we have to wait countless numbers of years to see any kind of benefits or even medical treatment when a young girl can simply get pregnant and get a link card, a WIC card, and subsidized housing. Additionally, I grew up in a household where my mom, for a small period of time, was a single mother, did get some public benefits and such, and was still working two jobs, and always instilled in us a work ethic. However, this generation and everyone presently, well, most of the people presently on the welfare system don't have any degree of work ethic. I mean, honestly, there's people I've met coming from Cuba and from even Puerto Rico when I lived in Florida who the first thing they do as soon as they get here is ask for an SSI or a link card.
You know, Ron, look at what happened with, and you're making a very, very good point, Ron, and that is, you know, and it's so simple. Folks, look at what happened with record stores when people, you know, Tower Records or whoever, when people discovered online they could download music for free. People stopped paying for music when they could get it for free. And it's funny that you mentioned the entitlements, because look at the danger you walk into. When people start to get things for free, good luck trying to ever get them to pay for something again. And if you continue to give people, whether it be illegals or millennials or whoever, if you continue to give them all these entitlements and things for free and keep telling them that they're victims, I mean, good luck trying to ever get them to actually, as you mentioned, your mom and a hard day's work and an honest day's work, they're going to be left behind. I mean, I think one thing we could all agree on, no matter what Republican gets in, whether it becomes Donald Trump, who is leading, who some people now are saying they think it's inevitable, or whether it's a Senator Cruz, or, you know, Governor Kasich helped himself in New Hampshire, needs to do well in South Carolina, but large segments of the population in this country are in for a rude awakening when people start to tell them that, you know, you have to earn things. Nothing's going to be handed to you. You have to go out and do that. Let's go to line two. Stuart is listening on KSFO in San Francisco. Stuart, this is John DePietro, and you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Stuart.
Hi, John. I don't think President Obama wants Hillary to be president. I don't believe all that nonsense that I'm hearing, you know, from his spokespeople. I think he really dislikes her, and I think it goes all the way back to the primary season in 2008 when around May, somebody asked Hillary why she was still in the race when it was almost mathematically impossible for her to get enough delegates to win. And her response was something along, this is not word for word, but it was something along the lines of, oh, you never know. Remember what happened to Bobby Kennedy in 1968, which was, you know, kind of a scary thing.
Yes.
Here. I think he hates her. And I think there's been hints of that over the past few years. This whole nonsense of her talking about how she's just going to continue on with his legacy and make it even better, I think that's disingenuous on her part as well. So everything you're hearing from just about everybody is just made up for their own purposes, be it Hillary or the president. You have to analyze these things and figure out what's really going on. I never believe anything that any of them say.
Well, it's funny you say, thank you for the call, Stuart. I mean, they did have the debate where then, I think they were asked one of those, you know, this, it's kind of a stupid question, but like, can you say something nice about the other person or something like that? And I think the president said, well, Hillary, she's likable enough, or something right around there. You know, when you watch the Clinton campaign this past weekend, if you saw any of the footage of them campaigning in New Hampshire before the New Hampshire primary, it just seems so tired. It seems like, these people again. There's Bill out there. And then they drag, you know, then there's poor Chelsea out there. And they're trying to, you know, here she is. She's a mother now. She made us a grandmother. And then Hillary comes, you know, walking onto the stage. And then, you know, can you imagine? Then you have Madeleine Albright out there. And it just seems old and tired. That is not what people are looking for. And that's why, say what you want about, as I said, Bernie Sanders. And again, I disagree with 99% of everything he says. And I could not imagine voting for him. But the guy is authentic. And I think that's what's drawing people in. That's what's drawing young people in. This was supposed to be, I mean, Hillary, they thought they had it locked up, the glass ceiling, and the first female president, and there's a special place in hell, and she really went after Bernie Sanders in that last debate, and the artful smear, and, oh, it takes me longer to go to the bathroom, and coming back after the break, and, oh, the whole thing, and it's going nowhere. South Carolina is in jeopardy. Nevada is in trouble. The Clinton campaign is about to go from bad to catastrophe as far as poll numbers. He is outraising her money-wise. He mentioned that when he had the announcement in New Hampshire that, you know, all right, here's my go to BernieSanders.com, donate what you can. Boom, that was the end of it. And instead, she's going to New York to try to raise money. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or Swiss America.
You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. The doctor will be back tomorrow. You're invited to join the program by calling 1-855-400-SAVAGE. As always, visit our website, michaelsavage.com. Let's go out to your calls. Line 9, Joe is listening on WFTL in Florida. Joe, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Thank you for the opportunity. You know, I'd like to express one thing. I think President Obama is trying to, let's say, regain some popularity because I think he's afraid the market is going to crash and he'll get blamed for it. The fact that he's trying to make statements about how we need to come together when he is the gentleman that drove the stake between the parties. He has taken every opportunity to insult Republicans on every basis, whether it be through the State of the Union's address, whether it be through political campaigns. You know, I think this gentleman here lives in la-la land, and I think history will put him down as the buffoon that he is. People will refuse to recognize his mistakes on the liberal side of the agenda, you know, but history itself won't be so kind to him.
Well, you know, it's funny, Joe. I think when we get a new president, and ideally it's the right one, and then you can start to see a change and start to see the way that we're treated internationally, and just the mood of the country to improve, the attitude of people to improve, the nation to improve. I think that's when people will really start to look back and look at what a turbulent time the Obama years were. Line 5 is Tanner, listening on WVLK in Kentucky. Tanner, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of talk about how even though after the New Hampshire results came out and Sanders led by 10 points over Hillary, that it was very concerning that they both walked away with the same number of delegates from that, or were supposedly the same number of delegates, because of those super delegates that were put in the system. This idea that Hillary had already kind of wormed her way into these super delegates and gotten their votes kind of cushions low. So I'm very concerned that even though her poll numbers may be falling, her popularity may be declining because of what she said in reference to President Obama, that she may even still gain the nomination or just gain more power because of the delegate system that she seems to have worked out for herself.
I know, but you know what, Tanner? You watch. Watch over the next few weeks what's going to happen to the Clinton campaign.